Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast. And welcome to our July 23rd, 92nd podcast, which we entitled Another Kind of One-Nighter. Hope you're intrigued. Okay, I have to start the show with recognizing the large group that we have here today. You know, last podcast we had a few people, but today we got a crowd, baby. How you doing, everybody? Nice to see everybody back again. See, they come in through the garage down the stairs into our basement studio. Yeah, it works for everybody. Of course, they're digital people, which makes it all the more convenient. Well, we have three parts to our podcast today. Our first one is going to be Another Kind of One-Nighter, which, again, is our podcast is titled. Our part two is The Bad Bet Promenade, and we're talking about craps and $825 that was won by making bad bets. And our final session will be with Janie, and we're going to call it Short Trip Redux. Kind of fits the whole idea of Another Kind of One-Nighter, but just extending it out a little bit more. Okay, and then we're going to have our bugle charge and get right to work. So hang on, everyone. Yeah, go ahead and scream charge. Go ahead. Come on, you know you wanted to. All right. I hope you did, okay? All right. Well, another kind of one-nighter. You know, in this era of, I hate to even say the word, pandemic, you know, a lot of times travel plans have to be altered and changed, you know, for, you know, myriad reasons. Some people don't want to fly anymore, you know. Some people don't want to ride buses anymore. Somebody, you know, don't want to take taxi cabs. They don't want to do anything, you know. I heard RV sales are up because people can kind of travel alone, you know, when they vacation. But nonetheless, I'm a senior citizen, baby, and I'm going. I'm out there, you know. And my wife feels the same way. And, well, we've been together since ninth grade. So maybe there's something to what we're thinking about, you know. But the point I'm making is, short one-night stays at casino resorts are kind of cool. And casinos are just comping the hell out of things right now because a lot of people aren't going. And, you know, so they're making it very attractive to go. Now, you know, we're not one drive away from Las Vegas. I mean, that's a flight to us. I mean, that's a couple thousand miles. We're in Western Pennsylvania, although we have a daughter and grandchildren who live in Las Vegas. So there's a reason for us to go, but we will be going. Probably we're thinking Thanksgiving. But nonetheless, we'll get back to that another time. The point I'm making is we can easily go to the casino that comps us a free night at a beautiful hotel. And we're talking about the Hyatt, and the Hyatt is attached to the Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania, which is about 1 hour, 5 minutes from our house, you know. So we can take our little buddy Oliver, our doggy, you know, to a local pup-pourri that he loves, or a family member will watch him for one night. That's not a problem, you know, because we're not going to drop him off probably till, you know, 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon and go to the hotel, check in, and then, you know, by 2 o'clock the next day, we're back home again, if not sooner, you know. So it makes it very convenient. And I wanted all our listeners to think about that, you know. So your gaming shouldn't be attached to maybe a trip to Vegas if you live outside of Vegas or a different state than Nevada, you know. There's casinos in so many states in America. It kind of, you know, there has to be one close to you unless you live in some obscure area. But for most people, you don't have to do much to get to a casino. You know, and a 90-minute, 30-minute, 45-minute car ride, and you're at a casino, if not closer, you know. And we have our choice. We can go to the Rivers in Pittsburgh in 30 minutes, 34 minutes maybe, but they don't have a hotel built yet, you know. So if the Meadows, which is, you know, another 35 minutes beyond the Rivers for us, wants to give us a free room at the Hyatt Hotel, hey, then we're going to the Meadows, baby. That's what I say, you know. The casino resorts that come to mind are always the ones where you win. That's one thing. And also the ones that give you the best comps, you know, best value for your buck. And so I want you to think about a one-night stand being a one-night vacation. And sometimes that's all you need, you know. You got important things to do, pandemic or not, you know. But you can't afford to take one night and treat yourself. And the thing about it is, you can enjoy a casino a whole lot more if you're staying overnight in a beautiful hotel attached to it. And this is not to say that things haven't changed in casinos because of the pandemic. This is a very recent tweet from the Meadows Casino that we're referring to. Here we go. This is a quote. "We have temporarily suspended alcohol service on the casino floor. Drinks can be purchased with a meal at the eatery, Bessessa, or Parlay in the Hyde Place." That's the hotel. "You can order non-alcoholic drinks from servers on the floor." So if you're going to a casino to enjoy a beer or a cocktail while you play table games or slot machines, it's not going to happen in Pennsylvania right now. And we're talking about the final weeks of July 2020. So there are changes, there's no question. But still, one night away can make such a difference from the cave dweller syndrome that many of us, unfortunately, are in. Which makes it about time to segue to part two of today's podcast. And, you know, we're talking about Bad Bet Promenade in Craps. And our Craps segment is generally called 3-2-1 Craps, because it's on Color Up, narrated by Jeremy Alaric, who also produced the video on YouTube and now has crossed over to 178,000 views in a year. Oh my God, that's smoking, you know? But we're going to tell you exactly how we went into a craps game and lost three straight coupon bets, which double your money. They're called match bets. And how we switched our strategy, because that's one of the things we preach all the time. If it ain't working, baby, don't keep doing it. You know what I mean? So let me give you the intro to 3-2-1 Craps, which, again, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, that's a pass line strategy for low rollers from coast to coast. And you can catch it on YouTube. Just type in, or, you know, use your fingers to type in 3-2-1 Craps, and you'll find Jeremy Alaric's Color Up video of our strategy. But we're going to hear our normal introduction to this part of the podcast, and then you're going to hear about how bad bets won us some real money. Okay, here we go.
3-2-1
Well, just a week ago, I took advantage of a free room, complimentary room, as they say, at Hyatt Meadows in Washington, Pennsylvania, and I played some craps, and I have been unstoppable by playing the Don't Pass line and betting, this is hybrid, this 6 and 8 for $18 with a $25 bet on the Don't Pass, and then going from there, you know, I'd go one hit and down, or two hits and down, and, you know, one hit on an $18 bet on a 6 or an $18 bet on the 8 is $21. So I could do two things. I could turn those bets off and just see what happens next, see if they 7 out, or I could pick up my Don't Pass and just stop betting, you know, $142, say two hits, and say, I just wait, you know, see what happens. $42 is fine. But nonetheless, on this trip, I got my free match play coupons. I got $35 worth of coupons. And bang, I lost. And bang, I lost. And bang, I lost. So, you know, let's say I bet $15. Well, that's a $30 bet because it's a match. You know, bang, bang, bang. Sounds like the beginning of a rock and roll song, right? By Cher, maybe. But nonetheless, hey, here's the issue. I switched strategies. And I went back to 3-2-1 craps. And I also went back to making what many people say are bad bets. Like, baby, never play the hard ways. That's a sucker bet. That's a sucker bet, okay? Well, let me sucker this. You know, my expression quickly is bite me, all right? Because here's how it started. So it's my turn to roll the dice. So I say, hop the hard ways, high on the 10. All right, so that means I have a dollar on the 4, a dollar on the 6, a dollar on the 8, and $2 on the 10. All right, it's a $5 bet because I'm going to roll the dice. This is a come out roll. So it's 30 to 1, so a $2 bet pays $60. Now you lose the other $3, you know, but here's the point. So I roll a hard 10, bang, all right? So I make almost $60. You know, subtract $3, $57, and it's a hard 10. So I place $5 on the hard 10, and I'm playing 3-2-1 craps. Just a dollar odds behind the, excuse me, just I make a $10 odds bet behind the pass line. I'm at a $10 table, excuse me for that. And a couple rolls, nothing, but no sevens. I also had placed a 6 and 8 for 18. Bang! I throw a hard 10. I win $35 from the hard 10. And, of course, you know, I had $15 on the pass line and my usual three-way craps. And don't you know it, I'm collecting some money here, man. Holy cow. And it continues, you know, so I, next number is an 8. All right, so I did the same thing, you know, hop the hard ways, dollar, 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 $2 on the hard 10. I throw a hard 8, so I'm in $30 minus 4, all right, and $18, 6, and, you know, bang, a 6, you know, then a couple numbers, then bang, a 6. I got $42 on the 6, and I'm floating, you know, I'm pretty happy. And then I got a $5 on the hard 8, which, you know, again, I wanted to come out too. Bang! So I press it, $15. Okay? So, and I'm charting this. You know, I'm taking notes, man. This is what I do. And so I throw another 6. That's another $21. And so now I got $20 on the hard 8. Bang! It hits, man. Well, anyway, this bad bet promenade, and they tell you, never bet the hard ways, you know. And that's why I love Dr. Mike, man. He goes full out on this, you know. I love that podcast, too. I'm not going to deny it. That's a great one. But my point is, bets that win are not bad bets.
Duh. Winning.
Consider this. Sometimes the best way to play craps becomes the worst way, depending on what the table's doing. And so sometimes bad bets save your butt. And in this particular day at the Meadows, no lie, after the tip, this is after the tip, and after the bets I made for the dealers, I walk away with $825. And, you know, it came to mind that my buddy from Texas, Doug, and he knows his last name, of course, and he's like, only a local dry cleaner presses more than Doug does. If I would have pressed full out on those hard numbers, man, I'd have made a couple grand. But I didn't, you know. $15 was cool. So after a hard number hit, I pressed it $15 instead of saying just parlay, parlay, you know. But if I would have, I made a couple grand. And that's just how it goes. So there's so many ways to play craps. There's not one right way to play craps. You know, those are my words. Yeah, mathematically, there's one right way to play craps. But the table might cooperate, may not cooperate, I should say. And then you're going to lose one hell of a ton of money. So my basic point is, for something you love to play and it's just not working, you have two choices. Walk away, you know, go get a soft drink. Go get a piece of pizza, you know, have a beer, have a cocktail, but stop playing that way or change your strategy and stay at the table. I also wanted to remind you that if you never play from the don't pass, you know, even if you play from the don't pass and make place bets like I do, you know, in a hybrid system, then that's like playing the piano with one hand. You know, to understand the game of craps completely, you need to play from the don't pass at times. But okay, if you don't want to play from the dome pass at all, at least try my 3-2-1 strategy, which just a few days ago was demonstrated live at a $10 table by Jeremy Ellerick of Color Up Club. And in 3 days, this $10 version of 3-2-1 craps, which is mathematical, has 3,500 views in 3 days. The other one, it's been there a year, and it's, you know, it's approaching 180,000 views. But the reason I'm saying that 3-2-1 craps from the pass line for low rollers is mathematical is because you bet more odds on the numbers that are more likely to hit than you do on the numbers that are not more likely to hit. And most importantly, you go off on your place bets because we, on 3-2-1 craps, we bet the inside numbers. If you're new to craps, that's 5, 6, 8, 9. And after three hits, we come off. And the reason we come off is, this is hard for many people to accept, mathematically, a 7 will come up every 7 rolls. You know, if you've gone 10, 11, 12 rolls, you better get the hell off because it's coming. Now, I know there are times it's an aberration, and that's when you really start to press your bets. You know, the guy's throwing 25, 30 times, and you're thinking, I'm pumping these bets up, baby. I'm playing hard ways. I'm betting everything I can to make money. And I do, too. I do, too. You know, that's what this podcast was about a little bit with 3-2-1 craps. But if you just want to start out conservatively to protect a low bankroll, then 3-2-1 craps, if you're a pass line player, is the way to go. All right, we're going to come back with Janie, and we're going to make you a travel agent because we want you to think of alternatives to flying to Vegas or Atlantic City that you can get done in a day and maybe stay at casinos 2 or 3 nights. And we're going to talk about our suggestions based on real-life experiences that we've had and how you can do it wherever you live, okay? All right, so as we mentioned, you know, there's just a fear of flying right now.
Wouldn't say it's a fear of flying. It's a fear of getting COVID.
Well,
by flying.
Yeah, okay, I stand corrected. But what I meant by that is the airlines are losing billions of dollars, billions.
Right.
And people just aren't flying. And
well, they're not sure when they get to an area if it's going to be open or if it's 100% open or if they're going to be able to do everything they used to do.
Well, that's certainly part of it. In fact, there are some states, if you fly there, you're supposed to stay inside for 14 days before you can do anything.
I understand. I know.
But, you know, the idea is that there are alternatives. You know, for a lot of people, California people, you drive to Vegas, that's fine. But for most of America, Vegas is an air flight.
Right, you know, you're not going to make it.
You can't go. And so, and then for Atlantic City, too. And so, consequently, I was thinking about some of the short trips we've stayed in casinos, and we avoided flying. We avoided large crowds, you know, at the casinos. Mm-hmm. And so I thought it would be helpful for us to just encourage people, wherever they are, if they're like their own personal travel agent, if they could create a 2 or 3 night scenario with casinos.
Right. Okay. Well, that'd be better to do. And I would say you don't even have to travel half a day. You know, I know 6 hours isn't bad for us. We would travel that, and we have done that. But if you could go just 2 hours even, or 2.5, 3 hours. But what you need to do is you need to see what casinos are in your area and maybe ones that you've talked about or that you'd like to see or like to visit.
Yeah, and I don't want to drag it out, but, you know, we're not talking about one-nighters here. We're talking about 2 or 3 nights, and let me just run by you. Can you have suggestions for people that live in Ohio, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Indiana area, or even some other areas that we've been to where...
Right. Yeah, I do. I mean, we like the 3 casino resorts in southern Indiana, the Hollywood Casino in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, the Rising Star Casino in Rising Sun, Indiana, the Belterra Casino in Florence, Indiana. They're all 3 very different. They all 3 have hotels with them, and they just give you a variety of experiences there. If you have an RV, if you want to stay in an RV park, the Rising Star has its own RV park right on the grounds there that you can walk from the RV park to the casino, to the swimming pool, to the dining room, to the eateries.
And the Belterra down the road also has one nearby. I don't think
it's
theirs.
Right, you have to drive to it. It isn't theirs, but they do have use of it. So, I mean, and there's some little towns there. Let me talk about another area in northern Indiana. There's the Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana, which is just yards away from Lake Michigan. That's a wonderful casino with a great hotel, large casino. There's also a very large outlet mall right across the street from there. I mean, you could walk to it. Most people would drive. And then there's Lake Michigan with water activities and whatnot there. If you go down the road to New Buffalo, Michigan, you will find the Four Winds Casino, which is a tribal casino, and it's beautiful. It's lovely there.
I think it's also what I would encourage people to think of. You know, if you want to do two casinos, you just want to stay away three nights, do two nights in one, and then, you know, you have the excitement of another casino that third night before you go home. And we have often done the Blue Chip Casino in Michigan City, Indiana, and then right down the road, you're in Michigan in the tribal casino, Four Winds, and it's done in, you know, in a tribal fashion, Native American fashion, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Yes, it's very beautiful. If you wanted to visit a third casino, possibly, there's a slots only casino in South Bend, Indiana. And if you wanted to go over there, there's a lot to see there. If you wanted to tour, let's say, the Notre Dame campus or the St. Mary's campus, or just see the city of South Bend.
You know, and our travels have taken us across the country several times, but how about Council Bluffs, Iowa? I was shocked by the advantages of that area for casino lovers.
Right, that's true. They're right there at the very, right on the Missouri River, across from Council Bluffs is Omaha, Nebraska. And there's, you're right on the river, and we stayed at the Ameristar Casino, which is attached with a Holiday Inn that's right on the river. And we ate our breakfast out there on the porch, so to speak. At the casino. The casino's right there. You can walk right into it. Then you can also get a shuttle bus. They have, there had been a Harrah's there, right down the road. I don't know how many miles, just a few miles. I don't know if it's still a Harrah's, but that one's there. We went to two of those in one day, and then there was another one there. I don't remember what it was.
And, of course, the town you mentioned previously, right across the river from Council Bluffs, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska, is the home of the College Baseball World Series.
Yeah, World Series, right. We were able to meet with teams that were staying there when we were there. We didn't even realize that ball field was over there, but we did get to get a good look at it. So there was activity there then. So,
that leads to another point that people talk about with us, and that is, you know, we're geared to not only enjoying casinos and their swimming pools, etc., the towns where they are, but also other kinds of events that are going on, you know, festivals and such around these casinos in other parts of the country outside of Vegas.
Right. We did Heritage Days, I think, in Wyoming, Cheyenne, Wyoming. We did, I think it's called the 76 Days in Deadwood, South Dakota. So now if you want to do a whole, if you can get to South Dakota, there's a whole lot to see there. And every place in Deadwood, every business seems to have slot machines or some type of casino.
And our buddy, YouTube friend, Jeremy Ellerick, you know, he's working out of Colorado. So there's another place with tribal casinos that people, you know, again, we're asking you to be your own travel agents. One of the things that's helped Janie, because she does most of the planning for these trips, is American Casino Guide. If you can talk about what an advantage that gives you.
Well, American Casino Guide lists all the casinos in every state. So, and it tells you their capacity and size and if they have a hotel and what table games they have, if they have any, how many restaurants. It's just a wealth of information. Now, the other, I would have to say the other advantage and what I used the first time I planned one of our across the country trips was the AAA books. We belong to AAA because we do travel a lot, and they have the books that you can get, and then that also lists all the casinos and all the hotels and what all they offer. It's just a wealth of information. I couldn't plan these trips without it, but it was from these books that my curiosity was piqued that I wanted to see these places and visit them.
And also, to get back to the American Casino Guide, they also have the phone numbers of all these places, you know, that we're talking about, and there's pictures of your state map, and they have little stars where the casinos are, so very helpful to plan. So, you know, without, you know, beating a dead horse here, you don't have to be a cave dweller. I mean, you don't necessarily, I don't want to fly to on an airplane right now where people are packed in either. You know, I understand if we don't want to fly, if people don't want to drive in buses, if people don't want to do those kind of things. But what we're saying is, With a little planning at home, you can still enjoy gaming and casino culture, and just for two or three nights, and have one hell of a lot of fun.
All right. I'm also thinking, as I'm sitting here in the Maryland area, you know, there's the Maryland Live Casino. There's the casino, the MGM in National Harbor.
And the other side of Maryland.
And then there's the West Virginia in...
Well, you left out the other side of Maryland, Western Maryland, a place that we love dearly.
Oh, Rocky Gap. Yeah, that's a beautiful spot up in the mountains. On that one, though, I would say Rocky Gap might be closer if you're in to the Pennsylvania mountains, and you could go to Nemacolin, Lady Luck Casino in Nemacolin.
Yeah, that would be a great trip.
Those two, we've done that. Those two are fun to do, and in nice, beautiful scenery up in the mountains.
And Nemacolin is a 5-star resort, and aren't that many in the country, and there's Hollywood stars walking around there.
That's worth a trip, too. Yeah. But back to Maryland, if there's also in West Virginia, Charlestown, West Virginia, has a Hollywood casino that's great there. They have a racetrack there. We've stayed there many times. That's not that far from the Baltimore Casino or Maryland Live, if you wanted to, you know, sort of bundle those.
Yeah, and when talking about Charlestown, West Virginia, just 3 or 4 miles down the road is Harper's Ferry. And, of course, most Americans have come across that term in American history classes in high school or college.
Well, right in Western Pennsylvania, a lot of people like to visit the Meadows, which we do often. And you could bundle that with Wheeling Downs in Wheeling, West Virginia. That's just down the road from there. That would be a good... We did that one time, visited both.
But, you know, just talking about these trips that we've taken and trips that we plan to take, it just, you know, lifts that dreary feeling you get about, oh, I can't do these things I used to do all the time. You can, maybe not in Vegas, maybe not in Atlantic City, but you can still do them in these smaller casinos.
But people are doing them in Las Vegas. There are people there. I hear the Strat is very busy right now.
You know what? That's a good way to end. The Strat's iconic, and it's still attracting people.
They've cleaned up the area.
They cleaned up the area around it. It's fantastic. And all the casinos aren't open on the Strip, but they're slowly beginning to open. But I do want to say this. How many experts, so-called experts, have said, never gamble at McCarran International Airport?
Oh, right. Yeah, well, you hear that all the time. And there were, just 2 winners this last week?
Yeah, this last week, a lady from Hawaii hit for $837,000, and just 9 hours later or so, a lady hit for $14,000. So who are those people that said, never bet the slots?
Well, and we know personally.
Oh, yeah, tell that one.
Yeah, one of your nurses up at the hospital told you about her son. You knew he was going to Las Vegas. Well, when he got there, he decided to play one of the slots at the airport, and he hits for $350,000, like the second spin. So he calls his mother back here and says, hey, you and Dad have to come out now. And they did. They went. So, I'm not going to take that advice about not to play at the airport.
As we bring it to an end, there's probably so many different ways you can create your own trips, and we'd like to hear about them. Janie, you want to tell people how they can contact us?
Well, they can call the answering service at 1-724-519-4556. We'd like to hear from you if you have done this. You know, if there's an area that you like to go where there's 2 casinos or more, or, you know, because there's so many across the country that we aren't familiar with, or maybe we saw but we didn't visit. So we'd like to hear about your trips.
That brings us to the close of podcast number 92 podcast. And thank you for your support all through our journey. And remember, Casinos USA is a special place where every day is
Saturday.
It's Saturday. See you in a couple weeks. Thanks for listening.